Netflix.
Keep going.
We don't need another Netflix. Because it got rid of Jack Reacher.
It's going, Richard. It's going in June.
June. So we got this new idea here. Streaming is the big thing these days.
Yeah.
The kids love it.
The kids.
They love their Vines. They love their Instagrams, their Facebooks, their Twatters. And they love Tutors. Netflix.
Love it.
Their Netflix.
Love it.
Every month, Netflix shows us, gives us a heads up of what bullshit they're going to put on their shitty site.
Yeah.
For streaming. Because usually they suck. The movies that they stream are shit.
Yeah, we're going to find out what shit.
9 times out of 10 are pretty shitty.
We're going to find out what
they
shit.
They put shitty shows on there and they take shit off.
Shit flicks.
But shit flicks. Should be called shit flicks.
Shit flicks.
Honestly, that's what 95% of what's on Netflix is shit. I don't think anybody's watching the movies. They're binge watching shows. That's what Netflix is for. So how about we get rid of all the movies on Netflix
and just have shows. Just shows.
That's all people are watching. All
right, we're going to have just shows.
That's what the term binge-watching came from, was this bullshit.
So, Richard, let's get started.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, June 1st.
What's coming on Netflix?
Oh, my gosh, that killed the meter there.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow.
Are you excited about Netflix June, Casey?
I can't wait.
Well, guess what?
His dick's already fully erect.
Boom! Boom! There's white cream on my Netflix account.
Oh, wow. Visual.
Boom!
Employee of the Month. Never heard of it.
That's the Dane Cook movie.
But it doesn't say names. Simpson. Is that what that is? Okay.
I think.
You're probably right.
If not,
you're probably right.
It's much worse.
Okay, movies I don't know. R.L. Stine movies. Don't care.
Shit.
Sex Ed. Don't care.
Shit.
Now this kills me. This is the worst. Shaquille O'Neal Presents.
I don't even know what that is. Is this a show? It's real?
Sounds like a joke.
Oh, Shaquille O'Neal Presents.
But see, the thing is, it's 2012, 2013.
I got my show, Shaquille O'Neal Presents.
And 2014.
What's up, Doc? I got my show. I got a Netflix show. They're going to give me a check to pay for my diabetes.
I don't know if he has diabetes, but he might. He's fat.
He could.
He weighs 500 pounds.
It happens
when you're a 7-foot-tall basketball player who had a lot of mass to begin with, not playing basketball anymore.
You are not wrong, Richard.
You are right, sir.
You are.
What else is coming out? Are you doing?
Well, besides the Shaquille O'Neal, you got the Aviator.
Who cares?
You don't care. You don't care.
You know what this is? Fucking A. IFC has these movies playing constantly for 6 months, and then they go to Netflix for 6 months. Then they go back to IFC for 6 months. It's like they switch because fucking Pulp Fiction, Aviator, all those movies are on Netflix. They're on IFC for 10 years straight. It's unbelievable.
Keep your hate going, Richard, because you have more to go.
I hate Netflix.
Okay.
It sucks.
All right. Sense8, the new TV show.
By the Wachowskis?
Yes.
Who gives a shit?
It's a direct sequel to Jupiter Ascending.
Oh. No, it's not.
They've got Channing Tatum's stunt double reprising his role.
I don't doubt it.
As the stunt double.
What's it about?
I don't know. Let's see. One gunshot, one death, one moment out of time. It links 8 minds. I don't know. Putting them in.
Don't care.
No, it doesn't sound good. I'm not interested. I lost interest already.
Cloud Atlas.
Don't care.
More.
On the Road.
Is it a Jack Kerouac movie?
I think so, yeah.
With
2012, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Her stinky poon all over that leather seat in a hot car. Who wants to spend time with that?
She sprayed it.
I'd rather kill myself like Jack Kerouac.
She washed it.
Did Jack Kerouac kill him in suicide?
I don't know.
It feels like he did.
Grace of Monaco.
Beat Nick. Oh, Grace of Monaco. You mean that Lifetime movie?
Because
it's so fucking shitty? Oh, goody.
No one saw that.
Goody. That movie's going to be
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great. Let's see. Then in June 10th, you do have Nightcrawler.
That's good.
So that'll be good. Pretty Little Liars, season 5.
Oh,
Richard's favorite.
Who's on that show?
I don't even know.
Bunch of fucking pretty
Rosewater.
Girls. But who gives a shit?
Let's just keep this going. Rosewater.
God, boo.
I don't care about that movie.
No.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2, don't care. A couple Jet Li movies, sounds like.
Jesus.
Legend and Legend 2, Jet Li movies. Let's see, what else do you have? Orange is the New Black, Season 3.
Don't care.
The Cobbler, the Adam Sandler movie no one saw.
Wow. Wow.
You're going to go see that one, right?
Jesus.
June 13th, Scandal Season 4.
People are paying money for this shit.
I'm those people, Richard. Oh, me. Yeah. Me.
I get it for free.
Your parents do too, right?
Off of his account. Fuck you, Netflix.
Age of Extinction, the Transformers movie.
Oh, good.
3 hours of Mark Wahlberg.
Oh. And we're protected by the Romeo and
Juliet. I was
going to
say
laws.
That on your...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You bastard.
I'm sorry. You gotta do it in an Irish accent. It goes in and out. And he's fucking Irish. That's the worst part. Michael Bay destroys your own fucking genetic background. That's how tainted he is.
Let's see. June 15th, Danger Mouse. Kind of cool.
Really?
Pussy Riot.
Whoa.
There you go. There you go. Bindi's Boot Camp.
Vin Diesel's Boot Camp?
Bindi.
Oh, we need to finish watching Triple X, by the way.
We do, yeah. We do.
Fucking
yeah.
Awful. On Shitflix.
It's so bad.
It is awful.
June 16th, Backstreet Boys. Curious George.
What?
I think like, that's the one that Will Ferrell did.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. What?
Lee Daniels, The Butler.
Ugh.
2 Days, One Night, which I did see.
What is that?
It's a Marion Cotillard movie. The one she got nominated for the Oscar.
Oh, okay.
The one she got nominated,
right.
Everyone was like, what? Why?
Right.
She's in a movie?
Right.
That's what I said.
In the Encino you saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the creepy guy who I thought was going to murder me.
Who, was this you there?
Me and my woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My woman.
My woman.
I have a woman.
June 17th. Heartland. I don't know what that is.
Huh?
Point and Shoot. Don't know what that is.
Jesus.
June 19th. A Most Wanted Man.
Well, there you go. That's
a good movie.
Awful.
Yeah.
That's okay, shit.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's last movie.
What I don't understand is like The Guest you got from Netflix, but on a DVD.
Right.
It's not streaming.
Right.
Why?
Because they can't get it.
What do you mean they can't get it?
They can pay like 50 cents for the DVD, but they can't pay...
What, the $2 for the stream?
Well, they probably have to get them in packages. They can't just get one.
Because it makes no sense to me. It's like... The Guest would be awesome to stream.
It would be.
And they also had what? They had other movies that we can't get on streaming. There's a lot of movies that you can't stream that are on the DVDs.
There's thousands of them.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck? Why? I thought Netflix was supposed to be this complete streaming shit. I thought that was supposed to be the future.
I just got another Sidney Lumet movie.
Oh, good.
The Fugitive Kind.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
That's great.
Let's see. You got June 20th. You got Cake. The great Jennifer Aniston movie, you know?
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Let's see. June 24th, Beyond the Lights.
Oh, no.
You know that one, right?
It was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah. Best song, I think, at least.
Beyond the Lights, where Meaning Driver has a black daughter like Jeff Goldblum in The Lost
World. Of course. June 26th, Dragons.
Huh?
Race to the Edge.
Fuck is that?
It's like the DreamWorks movie, but the cartoon TV show. Katy Perry.
Did he? What? Did he?
Yeah. Let's see. June 27th. I don't know what that is. I'll say Leaving. Okay, here's the stuff that's leaving.
Yes, Leaving.
We'll talk about this now.
Yeah.
All right. So leaving? June 1st. It's all like it's all the good stuff. You got Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Okay.
Which I think is all right.
Yeah, it's been out there forever.
It's okay.
Yeah.
City of Ghosts.
Yeah.
Let's see. Deep Blue Sea.
No.
That one can't leave. It must stay. What else? Anything else good? Ever After. Big favorite, right?
Oh, God. The fat Drew Barrymore movie.
G.I. Jane.
The fat titty Demi Moore movie.
Hatchet 2.
The fat titty Tony Todd movie.
Pick a name.
I got it.
Last Action Hero.
Big titty Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Yeah. Picture Perfect.
Big titty Jennifer Aniston movie.
Let's see. Rain Man leaving.
Big titty Dustin Hoffman movie.
Rain Over Me.
big-titted Adam Sandler movie, which is odd because you'd think they'd keep that because all the other Adam Sandler movies.
Oh, Silence of the Lambs is leaving?
Yeah, it's fine. I've seen it like a million times.
I love to watch it, though.
It's a good movie.
I just every time I think of watching something, it's...
Dr. Rector.
It's one of my first thoughts.
Miss Moffat, inside, just look in yourself, Miss Moffat.
Snatch, don't care.
Yeah.
Swept Away, don't care.
Oh, no, God, no, get that off.
Syriana, still haven't seen that. Is that good?
Boring.
Tank Girl, haven't seen it.
Boring. Actually, you know what? Tank Girl isn't awful. I rewatched it not that long ago. Out of curiosity on Netflix. I didn't hate it. Like, there's some kind of goofy, silly moments that are kind of fun.
Right.
It's directed by a woman.
What woman?
I have no idea.
No, what do you think people didn't like about it?
It was directed by a woman.
But what else, though? Aside from
starring
that,
a woman.
Which is true, but...
Starring a woman, directed by a woman, written by a woman.
Past all that...
Iced tea.
Enough said. All right, let's find something else.
Malcolm McDowell is in it. My head is 3D.
The Rocketeer.
Oh, it's leaving, boo. Jennifer Connelly, big tits.
Triple to Belleville.
I think I saw her at the Trader Joe's the other day.
Really?
Without makeup, and she did not look good.
Interesting.
If it was her.
I mean, I believe
it. I think it.
It
could have been her.
Yeah, because the other day I saw Elle Fanning at the Starbucks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How'd she look? Bah.
She looked good. She looked good. I felt inappropriate.
How? She's 18, right?
Like, right on the edge.
You can put it in her.
Yeah. I think I'm fine.
Hey, you know what? Kylie Jenner is dating a 26-year-old. She's 17. She's putting his dick in her. But that's fine.
Romeo and Juliet law.
They say the only way they could investigate is someone files a complaint. But no one's doing
that. Who's
going to
do that?
I'll do it.
Bruce Jenner?
Well, he wants it in.
Well, that's why I filed a complaint.
Oh.
Let's see. Waking Life. You don't care about that movie.
Oh, fuck that movie.
Crash.
Which
on
one?
June 6th.
The stupid one or the good one?
The 2004 one.
So the stupid one.
Yeah. Yeah. Think.
Not the one where they crash and they come.
No.
Thank you, David Cronenberg, fucking nut.
June 15th, nothing I care about. The Tin Man one's the one I recognize.
Huh?
That sci-fi one with Zoe.
Oh, my God, I thought that was already on.
June 20th, let's see, you got Amadeus.
Oh, no.
Collateral Damage.
Oh, good.
I own
you
that
have
one.
That on Blu-ray, for God's sake.
I own that one.
I hope it came for free with something.
No.
Free with a punch to the face.
It was very cheap, though.
Thank you for buying this Collateral Damage DVD. It's so nice of you. Oh, my God. This money goes back into my pocket.
Lonesome Dove.
That's on there?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Practical Magic.
Oh, go fuck that movie. Akiva Goldsman, again, piece of shit.
Let's see, you got The Guilt Trip.
Is that
Seth Rogen?
Oh, the Jew movie? Don't
movie.
Give a shit.
I saw it.
Jew.
I saw that one.
In it, on a road trip. Who gives a fuck? Nobody likes Barbara Streisand because she's still watering her grass. We're in a drought.
Let's see. Beautiful, is that how you say that? Beautiful?
Beautiful, yes.
That one's leaving June 28th.
That's a decent
movie. I still
want
to see that. I haven't seen it.
You should watch it. It's interesting. I like it. I think it's a good movie. But I don't like Inuyuritu.
No, he's hit and miss for me. I don't want to say
Babel,
I hate him.
Babel I hate. I absolutely despise Babel. I think that movie.
I actually kind of like that one.
Babel sucks a big, fat, Ryoki coochie cooch. Like, it's so gross.
June 30th, Donnie Brasco.
Oh, good. About time.
Godzilla.
1998.
Yeah. Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah. I'd watch that one more time, maybe, and never watch it again.
Yeah.
I probably won't.
Jack Reacher.
See, that's sad.
That's a favorite of mine.
Because that's one
I like
you
can
watch like 50 times and still enjoy it.
It's still a good movie.
I'm Jack Reacher. Look at Rosamund Pike's heaving bosom.
Those get some great shots.
I'm telling you.
Shockingly good.
No, Quarry knows how to shoot boobs.
Taxi Driver, and Steal My Millions.
Oh no, my queer fix.
I will say there's a lot of movies leaving that are good,
yeah,
but not
a lot
coming,
of shit
that are good.
Coming in that
yeah.
are awful, yeah.
Nothing good
well,
coming.
Well, guess what? That's Netflix. It's not getting any better because nobody's buying. No one's going to sell them their good shit. They're just going to sell them their shit.
So I will say, leaving... So I want to go back to this a little bit. Leaving... I'd say that I would want to see still, I don't know. I don't think I've actually ever seen G.I. Jane the whole way through. I would still watch that.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I would say that. Last Action Hero I'd watch. Let's see. I've seen Rain Man. I don't know if I care that much about
that. Yeah, I've seen it. I don't need to see it again.
You say Sirion is boring. I'm still curious.
I'd watch Sirion again. It's all right. It's just, it's boring.
Tributes of Belleville I'd watch. I would watch that.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's see. What else? What else was Amadeus?
Seen it.
But I need to watch it before it goes, though.
It's one of the classics, but...
Bitterfly I would want to watch.
Yeah, I used to watch that.
And that's probably it. That's it. And coming... I don't even want to come. But let's see. Is there anything on here I'd want to see?
Not to this list, no.
No, I don't really think so that I was looking at. Just trying to do a quick scan. There's nothing. I mean, Nightcrawler I'd watch again.
Yes, definitely.
I'd watch that again. I'd almost be curious about the Cobbler just to see how bad it is, because it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
But as, like, genuine interest, no. Not really. Maybe the Butler? Not high on my list, though, but maybe.
I would see the Butler so I can compare it to Selma.
That's fair. That's fair,
because Selma sucked.
You didn't like it. I did. But
I have my reasons for it sucking.
And I think they're fair.
Yeah.
They're fair. But I can kind of look past some of that stuff. But that's it, though. That's all I would want. So yeah. I can maybe three or four that are arriving that I would see.
Yeah.
And definitely a lot more going that I would see.
So in closing, fuck Netflix.
Yeah, it's definitely a down month. I think part of that, though, is because they have Orange the New Black coming on.
Oh, goody.
No, what I think their reasoning is that why flood their networks with good stuff?
Because they want to show off their shit.
Have the one thing that's going to be hot. And just pump that, as opposed to bringing in actually good movies. Just bring in Shaquille O'Neal movies.
That makes me want to puke.
That's pretty sad.
That's right, big dog. We'll be on the Netflix show. You'll send me a check for those movies I did a long time ago.
Let's go ahead and puke in the bar, though.
That nobody wanted to see because I'm a fucking terrible actor.
Okay.
Ready to go to the bar?
Yeah, let's go.